Killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
What's up? Welcome to Decoding the Grime Verse. I am Nalzi D.
And I am Danny. And today,
yeah,
we're coming back with another...
This one is called Hitler's Wearing Shorts.
Do yourself a favor. If you've never seen this before, go and Google Hitler in shorts. I promise you it is worth your time. And you will not regret it because it really is funny. But today we are going to deal with the conspiracy because, you know, why not?
Yes.
Did Hitler really die in that bunker?
Yeah.
Was it 45 years. Do you know, I've been there. It is now a parking lot because they didn't want to commemorate him.
Yeah.
And you know, it is illegal to do the Hitler salute in Germany. It's illegal to say Hail Hitler, and it is illegal to draw a swastika. So if you do that in Germany, expect to be arrested. Yeah.
I don't know why you'd be sitting down just casually drawing the swastika, though. Like, what is your motive?
No, actually, like, what you doing?
So, conspiracy theories about Adolf Hitler's death contradict, except for the fact that he committed suicide in the Führer bunker on the 30th of April, 1945. Imagine that was your birthday. Oh my gosh. Mm. Most of these theories hold that Hitler's and his wife, Eva Braun, survived and escaped from Berlin. While these theories have received some exposure in popular culture, these viewpoints are regarded by historians and scientific experts as disproven fringe theories.
So, if you don't know who Hitler is...
I don't know what's your problem.
Can I honestly say... Where have you been for your entire life?
Have you not seen that beard your entire life?
Unless you're like 4 years old.
Yeah.
How do you not know who Adolf Hitler was? I mean, like, come on, guys. Like, no. So we're going to, if you don't know, which I'm praying you do know, we're going to give you a bit of a background, just some information about his life and how he ended up. Well, where he was. So, yeah. Adolf Hitler was born on April 20th, 1889 in Austria. You know what? That's another thing. Why did he want Germany?
Yeah.
When he was actually Austrian? You know, doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense the fact that he wanted blonde hair and blue eyes.
That's also true. Adolf pursued his dream of being an artist, but was rejected from Vienna's Academy of Fine Arts. You should Google his paintings. They're not bad, eh? After his mother died in 1908, he moved to Vienna, and this is when he started getting like these ideas of anti-Semitism and getting ideas for this new, what would become this Nazi ideology, okay? He then served in the Great War, which later became known as World War I, and actually received 2 decorations of bravery, including an Iron Cross, which is very difficult to be awarded.
Yeah.
Okay, like many Germans, Hitler was very upset that, the result of World War One, and he didn't blame their opponents. They actually blamed their government. They were like, "You are the ones who were cowards, and you were traitors to our home."
Yeah.
And it was a time between World War One and World War Two. There were lots of angry Germans, especially because now they also had to like give up territory. They had to accept the blame. They had to pay money, and they had to get rid of a large portion of their army. So they were very upset with their government for accepting to the Treaty of Versailles. Okay. Hitler joined the German Workers' Party, okay, and this was a huge, strong German nationalist group, okay, and actually his skills of speeches and propaganda is what then led him to become the leader of what became the Nazi Party, okay. He actually was tried for treason and sent to prison for a revolutionary march which turned violent, where he was sentenced to 5 years. He only served 9 months, and this is where he wrote his book... Would you like to say its name?
Mein Kampf.
My Struggle.
Nolene
this book, wants to read this book.
Can I please tell you, I went over to Danny's house.
Wait. It's a 1940. 39 edition.
Yes. So it's one of the very first
that were printed.
And I saw this book and immediately I start reading. Like, I'm just like,
and then
in the book. And the a book few was taken moments away later, the book was painfully removed from my hands. Yeah.
I would like to read it as well. I feel I need to understand where this man was coming from because it's all really nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. He was very anti-Semitic, which means against Jewish people. Okay. And he had this whole idea of Germany. Like, he wanted the power of the whole world to be under Germany. Okay. With his rise, his book actually became a bestseller, and it was the best-selling book after the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, he was obsessed with this idea of ethnic purity, and he saw what he called the Aryan race, which are people with blonde hair and blue eyes. You know where they come from? You know where he says they come from?
Where?
Atlantis, the place under the sea.
Hitler, what are you fine?
That like, is where the Aryan race is supposed to have stemmed from.
Okay, so he didn't come from there because he had brown hair and brown eyes and a brown short beard.
And his mom was Jewish, so technically Hitler, you yourself was their Jewish by association.
But apparently he had issues with his mom, so it stemmed from...
Yeah, okay. In 1939, he ran an election and he was named chancellor. And then on January 30th, 1933, marked the birth of the Third Reich. I don't know how to say that properly, but it's fine. Okay. There was then a fire of one of their main buildings called the Reichstag, and they actually blamed the Communist Party.
Yeah.
But it was actually the Nazis who set it on power. And what they did is they blamed the Communists because then the Communists were then like hated by the German people. And then through that, Hitler was able to take absolute power and take full control over Germany. Okay, he then passed the Nuremberg Laws, which then deprived Jews of German citizenship. And then from there, basically, anti-Semitism just spread throughout Germany. And also what they actually did was they would start burning books and foreign newspapers, anything that wasn't fully like heavy on the propaganda that Germany is great. I remember we went to a library in Berlin and there's a memorial for all the books they burnt because they just took all the books from the library and my heart shatters. No, don't do that. They burnt all the books that were there. I'm like, but why? All that history, all that knowledge, but it's fine. Yeah. They built this huge bonfire. So anything that wasn't preaching German is great, German people are the best, yada, 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 they kind of got rid of. Okay. And then they also got into like the educational system and
he sure had a way of really changing people's minds. I mean, if you remove the one thing from this guy,
you know what he used to do? So for example, at school, you know, you do a math problem, you have three pieces of cake and you eat one piece of cake, right?
He used to do it with the Jews.
No, he used to do it like this. He says, if you have five Jews and you kill two Jews, how many Jews do you have left? So when you taught that from like 3 years old.
Yeah, like, oh, killing Jesus is nice.
Oh, killing Jesus is fine. It's normal.
He did a very high-level censorship. Mm. What we are struggling with today, Hitler killed it.
The master of it. Okay, he then started occupying other countries like Austria, Czechoslovakia, and the other countries like Britain and France were like, okay, it's fine. So until he invaded Poland on the 1st of September 1939, and then Britain and France declared war on Germany, and we had World War II beginning.
Yeah.
And this is then when they started putting Jews in concentration camps or into labor camps and just exterminating them or doing, like, for example, there was a man named Joseph I don't know how to say that. Joseph
Mengele.
That one. He was known as the Angel of Death. And basically he would like do all these experiments on the Jews, like with twins or things like that. Jews weren't the only people who were sent to concentration camps. It was also like... gypsies, I know Catholics were also saying they had like a whole bunch of people, and actually you had to wear different symbols on your shirt at the concentration camp so they could identify you.
Yeah.
And Jews were the worst. I mean, 6 million Jews were killed during this, the Holocaust. Okay. After the events of Pearl Harbor, though, the Americans got involved, and that's when the tide started to change against Germany. We're not going to tell you all the details because, I mean, if you want to go and learn about World War II, just pick up a history book. Okay, the Allies began to push back. Germany then realized they were in trouble. So then at midnight on the April 29th/28th, Hitler married Eva... Apparently, she was a relative.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
He was also messing around with his niece.
Yes.
This guy was crazy.
But you know, because she took... history says that she killed herself with cyanide. They tested the cyanide on his dog first.
You know, Hitler was crazy. I don't know what kind of woman says, I want to marry that guy.
Someone like, also
that's
crazy.
That's the one I want to marry.
Because apparently he shot himself and she swallowed poison. And then apparently their bodies were burned. Yeah. And then when the Soviet troops occupied Berlin, they kind of... Well, then Germany surrendered. And that was the end of that. Now, it's very sketchy because there's actually no proof that he ever died. There's nothing. We're going to go into the whole... theory behind it, but can I tell you, because they have bunkers still in Berlin, and you go in, and what they do is they actually have like this paint on the wall that's luminous, but you can't touch it because it's poisonous. Because when lights go out, all you see is it leads the way. And then the one time they took us into this room and they just shut the lights. I promise you, I was like, no, thank you. I don't want to be. You can't see your hand. Yeah. I was like, take me out. I'm fine. I don't need to be here. It's like claustrophobic. It's fine. So I would hate to have been in this bunker. And next thing, someone shooting themselves. Oh, no.
I don't think so. Doesn't seem likely.
So here's the first thing, okay? So Hitler's death was announced on May 1st, 1945, on a German radio station, okay?
Yeah.
But the weird thing was, it was the German government who announced it.
Mm.
Why would you... I mean, that is such a... Like, it makes you look so weak. Why would you admit that your leader just killed himself, okay? I would have expected maybe if Britain or France or the Soviets to be like, yo, Hitler's dead. But it was actually... the German government, okay? And there's actually dozens of FBI documents on Hitler that have still been kept classified for years, okay? And here's another thing, okay? Hitler's body was never discovered. The Soviets claimed that they had taken the body, but it's never been actually...
Like, where did it go?
Where did it go? Okay, the body didn't just poof, gone, disappear into thin air, okay? And there was little evidence that he actually died in the bunker, okay? In normal situation, there's DNA, there's stories, there's none of that. There's no witnesses.
Especially with a guy like this, we want you to parade his body everywhere.
It's Hitler, okay? What is he? Another problem was so obviously they went into the bunker because they realized, flip, the Soviets are coming from the East and the Americans and them are coming from the West, where we're in trouble, okay? When the Soviets did occupy Berlin, when they went into the bunker, they weren't worried about forensics and they were just walking around being like, oh, this, that, with like, we're taking Germany. They weren't concerned about, no, let's take DNA swabs.
Yeah, let's see if it really is him.
If it really is him, okay? There was no real autopsy. There was no real forensic evidence, okay? And there was no way to verify that he was dead, okay? And apparently, so there are people who have said things that at first glance, it does look like a Nazi leader, but it could have very much been like a body double. Mm-hmm. And if you Google picture of Hitler's dead body, there is one photo that comes up. And if you look at it, it looks like, you know, when we did the Alcatraz episode and they made those papier-mâché heads, that's what he looks like. So I don't know if it's a fake photo or things like that, but... it's a bit sketchy. And it's not unusual for like these big politicians to have body doubles, especially in World War II. I know Stalin had body doubles. Churchill had body doubles.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you are huge political leaders in a war. There are going to be attempts on your life, okay? So the theory
Why
is...
Why would you decide that I want to be Hitler's body double?
Absolutely. I don't know. Okay, Hitler and... the theory goes that they were replaced by body doubles. So they went into the bunker, but then it was actually these two body doubles who were then murdered. Okay. Yeah. This conspiracy also believes that it was Hitler's private secretary, Martin Bormann, who basically orchestrated this. He was basically the gatekeeper for the Nazi party.
Yeah.
You didn't get to Hitler without speaking to this man first. Okay. And his thing was, he was like, no, I need to make sure my leader survives. It was like his mission. And so he thought, well, if we die, no one's going to look for them.
Mm.
That was like his thing. So the theory goes that they swapped with Hitler and his wife with body doubles and then fled. Okay. And very few knew about the plan. And apparently when people saw the bodies, it was like dressed in like a military uniform and like something his wife would wear. But not many people were like allowed up close to like see his face, which is also kind of like
weird.
It's weird. Okay. Then an American scientist named Nick Bellatoni, okay, he apparently gained access to the remains that the Soviets claimed were Hitler's. The DNA analysis determined those remains belonged to a woman.
Hectic.
So where's Hitler's body?
Yeah.
Please tell me, okay?
And it easily could have been arranged with America and the Soviets. Very said, listen, I'm going to surrender. I'm going to pretend I die. Leave me alone.
And then you can get on. Because think about it. Without Germany in the way, the America and the Soviets could have easily... They wanted the superpower. Yeah. So without Germany in the way, because Germany is kind of like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Without Germany in the way, those two were free to rise up to the power that they wanted to be. Okay. Okay. But then the question is, how did he get out? Because, I mean, he was basically surrounded. Berlin was a war zone. Okay. If he was just running around in the streets, someone would have shot him. Something would have happened. There he is. There he is. Kill him. Okay. So there was an historian investigator named... You know what? You were going to say that name. I don't know how
this
to say that.
This historian investigator was named Sachi Kyle.
That one. Okay. He used his contacts to gain the database from the interviews of Hitler's inner circles known as the Nuremberg trials. Okay. So after World War II, basically what happened is they got all the high Nazis and they put them on trial because they were criminals.
Yeah.
So he basically got access to these the records of the interviews and stuff like that. And according to these documents, 8 to 10 aircraft took off around this time of Hitler's supposed suicide.
Yeah.
And the first plane apparently was loaded only with Hitler's private property. Mate.
So where are you taking his stuff if he just killed himself?
If you're going to kill yourself, why are you sending all your private property
somewhere
away?
Okay. Where's it going?
Where's it going? Okay. And they interviewed a guy behind the scenes who at the time was probably around in his mid-80s. And he was told distinctly that on one night his boss says, do not shoot any aircraft that fly overhead tonight because they're going to be German aeroplanes.
Mm.
So was Hitler on one of those planes?
Probably.
That's the question. Okay. They also, his team investigated this massive network of tunnels, okay, that were constructed during the war, okay, that were accessible to Hitler's bunker, okay.
Mm.
They basically say, this person, well, their team said that there's probably about 90 miles of tunnels under Berlin.
Yeah.
Okay. And they literally 6 feet deep concrete fortresses. No one is getting anywhere. Like bombs would just stay there. Like nothing. These things are fortresses. Okay. And it's very possible that he could have used these tunnels to escape. And what they did is they narrowed down the escape route and they thought, okay, the best tunnel the most obvious one leads to actually a train station or a subway line.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's literally from the subway line, you can literally walk from the subway line in this underground tunnel to the bunker. Okay. And across the subway line, like literally just over a field, is the airport.
Yeah.
So then they were like, well, that's an easy shot to the airport if he comes out the subway line. But then they're like, you know, would he really have risked running across this open field in the middle of war, things like that? So what they did is they actually they got this ground penetrating radar and they went over this field and they found that there is most likely a tunnel going from the subway line to the airport that's just now being covered up.
Yeah.
And when they went then into the subway line, they, you know, when you like you can tap the walls and you can hear when it's hollow. They were then able to actually pinpoint where the tunnel should probably started from the subway line.
That's
so
crazy.
Technically, Hitler had a direct route from his bunker
to the airport. Yeah.
Easily then get on a plane and fly away.
Yeah.
Like, no one would have been the wiser.
Yeah.
You find two bodies there. I think that's also probably why he instructed, make sure my body was burnt.
Yeah.
Because then no one really could have identified him. They obviously just didn't get there. So then where did he go? Where did Hitler, where did he go? Because surely the most hated, cruel, evil man at the time, someone would have been like, yo, you're Hitler. What's happening? What's cracking over here? Okay. But you know what I was also thinking? With all the science-y experiments he did, maybe he really just reconstructed his face.
He could have.
Because he had so many doctors working for him and things like that.
Okay. And they were very advanced to the Germans.
No, they were. Okay. There was then an historian called Douglas Dietrich. Okay. And he has a theory. Okay. So apparently the Nazis were planned to build a secret colony in the South Pole, a.k.a. Antarctica. Okay. And the base was initially supposed to house 200,000 of that pure race that Hitler always talked about, and there was underground factory systems and underground hospitals and even daycare facilities that basically, if the Nazis realized they were losing, they would move to Antarctica and then basically just start up their own civilization there. Okay, now this might be very like far-fetched, but think about the tunnels under Berlin. If they were able to do that with no one knowing,
they can do anything.
I even think about it now. There are still places in the Soviet, well, not the Soviet Union, but Russia now, that we had no idea that they have whole underground cities up there in Russia, just only being discovered now, like, like years later, like decades later. So I wouldn't be surprised, okay? So it doesn't seem far-fetched when you actually see the tunnels or you see what they were able to do.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1939, the Nazis actually did send a team to the South Pole, apparently for scientific purposes. Okay. But then if it was for scientific purposes, why was the leader of the mission a man named Hermann Göring, who was the chief of the German Air Force?
Nah, that definitely was something dodgy happening there.
Okay, Germany also felt they had the right to claim a piece of Antarctica as its own territory. Who owns Antarctica?
I don't even know.
I feel like I think I read somewhere that there are several like countries who have claim to land.
As in like in places like Antarctica?
Yeah.
Why, Hitler, are you going to such a cold place?
People from all over the world, but Antarctica is not owned by one nation.
Yeah.
12 countries. Let's see who owns it. I swear I thought South Africa was on there. I might be very wrong. I heard this somewhere.
I don't think we own anything to do with anything right now.
Okay. Argentina, Australia, Chile, France, New Zealand, Norway, and the United Kingdom.
All small countries that Germany could have easily crushed.
Especially Argentina. Yeah. We're going to get to Argentina. Okay. So Douglas believes that the expedition was sent to establish this now place for this long-term colonization. Okay. Here's where things get interesting. So two U-boats. So U-boats were basically the what they called the German submarines.
Yeah.
Okay. Arrived at Argentina. Okay. Which is basically, if you're going from Europe to Antarctica, you stop at Argentina, you know, for fuel and stuff like that. So it is a post. They stopped at in Argentina in June 1945. Okay. 2 months after the war had ended. Okay. And they believed then that these U-boats were then going to go from Argentina to... Because technically, if the war had ended, the U-boats shouldn't have still been in commission.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There were also Nazi supporters in South America. Okay. Yeah. And by the end of World War II, the Nazis had stolen billions of dollars worth of like art and gold and everything. And apparently, they had sent it overseas through Swiss banks, most of it to Argentina.
Mm.
Okay. Which would enable Hitler and his senior Nazis to basically flee and comfortably be in exile. I mean...
Why not?
And I mean, I was thinking about it. You know, there are several high up Nazis that were never found.
Yeah. And some of them are living in the South America region.
Or even in America. I know that some of them even fled to America.
Yeah.
And then they just claimed to be war refugees and... I mean, they were just never found.
But someone as high ranking as that, you would know if they're in your country, especially America. Yeah. That's why I believe the deal was struck. That dude, pretend you die, then everyone gets.
Yeah, obviously realized he was losing.
Yeah.
Although it is quite weird for him because, I mean, he was quite I don't feel like he was someone who would give up power.
Yeah, that was my question. Is he someone who would go and lay low for the rest of his life?
He would definitely be dead now.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be alive. I mean, he'd be like 120 now if he was still alive. So don't think that's... No.
But would he actually go and lay low for the rest of his life? Is he like the type of person...
Especially I don't know. I feel like, you see, my thing is, like, for example, when he got to Nazi power, how he did it was he was just head of propaganda. And then what he did was he actually was like, no, I'm going to lead the Nazi party unless you make me leader.
Yeah.
He literally blackmailed his way into being leader of the Nazi party. Yeah. I mean, he was actually at first a spy for the German government.
Yeah.
And he ended up going to this bar and hearing these guys talk. And he was like, wait, I have the same views as you. And that's when he then turned against the government.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was playing very... I don't know. He was definitely... I mean, demented, delusional.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, every morning with breakfast, Nazi soldiers were given tablets that would make them basically... If you're given an order, you'd follow it without question.
Yeah.
Basically just... I don't even know how to explain
Like sort of like a robot.
It's kind of like you like put under their control because it'd be like, shoot this person. Oh, sure. Bah, shot. Done. Yeah. No questions asked. We need you to go and do this or do that or...
Done.
Round all these people. It was no questions asked. And
why as a brown hair, brown eyes German...
Because he's demented.
Army person. I'm talking about like now that he's soldiers. Would you go and kill others?
Can I be honest with you? I mean, he didn't kill people who didn't have blonde hair or blue eyes. Yeah. He just believed they were part of the superior race that he was trying to bring out. He also blamed... the reason for Jews was he actually blamed Jews for what Germany's suffering.
Yeah.
Because apparently because Germany went into quite a big decline after World War One, but the Jews kind of stayed quite prosperous. He's look, they're taking your money.
Yeah.
Things like, he obviously had very big issues with his mom, and it stemmed from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just some of the things you look at what he did and what he said, and you're like, Read the first page of his book and you're like, okay, mate.
That guy from the beginning is already sowing seeds in your mind about why Jews are not good. Like,
no, but that was the thing.
He was so brilliant.
His propaganda, the Nazi propaganda, I mean, they had teams whose sole purpose in life was to make sure that the propaganda got out to everywhere. His speeches, that was one of the other things. He gave such these emotive and passionate speeches, and it riled this like emotion of nationalism and, oh, yes, let's fight for Germany, that people were willing to jump on board.
Yeah.
And then many Germans claim they didn't know what was happening in the death camps and stuff like that. Yeah. But very evil man. But you know, he's only... Because, you know... He's not the number one for the most people who died under him. Isn't. He's three.
Yeah.
Because it's him, then Stalin, then... what's the guy from China?
Mao.
That one. So, I mean, yeah, but his beliefs, whack.
Yeah.
Just listen to a speech of his and you're like... Okay.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Hitler the terrible.
And I think a lot of German people after World War II, actually, if their surname was Hitler, had it changed.
Yeah.
I don't think there's Hitlers left.
Yeah.
I would change my name.
I would.
I wouldn't be associated stay Hitler. With that. No. Is he really dead? I don't know. It's fishy.
Yeah.
It's fishy. I don't know. I just don't like that there's no, that's Hitler's body.
Yeah.
Where is it?
And the fact that there's so many high-ranking German guys who are living in America who have gone on video to say, no, he didn't die, sorry. I know you guys believe
I don't know. And I also think because straight after World War II, we started straight into like this tension of the Cold War. I feel like that also let people get off. Because then America hired German scientists to go and work for NASA so they could beat the Russians.
Yeah.
You see, so it was all for their own benefit, their own power, like it always is.
Yeah.
So, yes. Did he really die? I don't know. I don't know if he's in Antarctica. I would not go live in that cold. Absolutely not.
Not but at
maybe
all.
Argentina, you know, he was chilling there. Maybe went to Cuba. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's very interesting. I think it's pretty cool, though, that there's that tunnel from the airport to the bunker.
Yeah.
I think... You know, it just makes
this guy think. Was out of there. He hot-tailed out of there so quickly. I was like,
"Listen, peace out." And the fact is, private property was shipped in a plane.
Yeah.
If you're going to kill yourself, where are you sending your stuff?
Exactly. And who's stealing it? If anyone's stealing it, I'm not taking Hitler's stuff.
Because what Hitler also did was what they did is they collected all this loot, like paintings and gold and whatever, and they stored it under underground bunkers. And to the point where they realized that when they were losing, they actually just burnt it all because they're like, well, if we can't have it, you can't have it. So if he was going to kill himself, why didn't you just burn his stuff? Yeah. Where were you sending it to?
Yeah.
I wonder where that stuff is.
He was that type of guy. Probably went with him wherever he
I'm going to find this stuff. Watch me go on a treasure hunt. I'm going to Argentina, guys. You can join me. I can't promise we'll find anything. But that would be so cool. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed this.
Yes.
It was very interesting. From now until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.